SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, since we only have 2 minutes for this, what? I don't like that that game at all, that Incarnate Word. I don't want any part of that. How about the live over in the New Orleans, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi game? It's 142.5. There's 62 on the board. It was in like the 150s pregame.
All right. Where's
maybe
that?
Maybe they start lighting it up. New Orleans, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
All right, can I sell you on this? Houston Christian, all the days are young.
No.
And you know that you're the only one for me. No?
Hold on, I want to get
come
this
on,
in
let's
before
take,
it disappears.
Let's take Houston Christian. They're down 3. Let's catch the 17
no,
and a
I'm
half.
I'm going with this.
Houston Christian, oh, the time has gone.
I'm
come
going
on.
With this. This is what I'm going with.
What is it?
Over 140.5, New Orleans and will you welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. A lot going on. We've got actually tons of NBA on Tuesday. We've got a lot of football news to do. The golf is at Bay Hill this week. We have the conference tournaments in college basketball. And there's a ton of heavies playing, Joe. This is the final week of the regular season for all the big conferences, along with these mid-major conference tournaments. We're going to try to put a parlay together for some of those conference tournament winners.
Love it. I love it.
We're going to do that as well. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the very rested Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Yes, rested, ready for action with you tonight. Missed you, brother. I love you. And nothing better, man. We're in the cockpit. We're talking sports. Take a ride. Check it out. This is it. Combine. Here's where all the gurus try to make a name for themselves. All the gurus didn't watch a stitch of college football all year, but they're going to tell us who the guy is. Who's the guy?
You're right about that. Like, there's and I'm going to get this out of the way right immediately this hour. Everybody went bonkers about Xavier Worthy running, breaking the 40 time, right?
Yeah. 4-2-1.
4-2-1. Now, look, at least I know Xavier Worthy could play a little bit, you know, watching him at Texas.
He does have a problem with drops, but that's besides the point.
Now, he also needs to weigh a little bit more than like a buck 65 or whatever it is.
Devontae Smith, too.
Right.
Career Xavier Worthy's not even close to the career.
Here's the bottom line. This isn't even about Xavier. I mean, it is a little bit, I guess, but people get all jazzed up, Joe, about these guys running fast 40s. And I get it. Speed kills in the NFL. I don't disagree. You want to have, it's all about it. You want to have fast guys. But, Joe, the difference between a guy going 4-2-1 and a guy going 4-3-9 or 4-4-0, to me, there isn't much there. And especially when you consider this. Here's a list, Joe, of like the 10 fastest 40 times before Xavier Worthy this past weekend. John Ross, who, of course, was in the league for a little while. Cincinnati. I know he had other stops, too. Did John Ross, an impactful player in the NFL, Joe?
Absolutely
yes or no?
Not. Injury-prone and bounced around a few teams outside of Cincinnati.
Now, the next guy on the list was an impactful player for a short period, albeit a short period of time, but a very impactful player. That was Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, no doubt,
was an impactful player in Tennessee.
He was a very impactful player. Got, obviously, eventually injuries piled up, etc.,
But during his tenure, was one of the most
not a Hall of Famer, but a very good NFL running back when he was at his his peak.
Absolutely.
So that's fine. But then it goes downhill from there. Dre Archer, 4.26.
Kent State.
Sure. What's anything significant in the NFL?
No, they never. Tell you what, if Dre Archer should have played in today's
Steelers.
NFL, he could have been like Tyreek Hill, but they. He was too early before his time. God,
too early. Next, Jerome Mathis. Joe doesn't know Jerome Mathis.
No, Jerome Mathis was a journeyman. Jerome
wide
Mathis
receiver played. From Hampton. Exactly. Yeah. Significant piece in the NFL? No.
No, we're not talking.
Next.
No. God.
Serviceable wide receiver, but not a star by any means. Marquise Goodwin.
Yes.
Of course, went to the Bills.
But again, not elite, though.
Not elite. He's obviously caught touchdowns in his life, but he's not a Pro Bowl, All Pro. Change your franchise
type Browns,
of player.
But you're right. I think he played. Maybe I'm thinking of a different good one. Didn't he play with New Orleans at some point?
Maybe. But obviously, Bills, Seattle. Those are
maybe
San
not.
Francisco.
Go ahead.
Spots like that. Next, Stanford Rout, cornerback from Houston, had a 4.27. Played with the Raiders. Any significance for you, Joe?
No. Absolutely.
Next. Tyrone Calico from Middle Tennessee, wide receiver. No, he
had a sniff in the NFL.
Yeah, sniff with the Titans. That was it. Jalen Myrick, cornerback from Minnesota. Come on.
No. Go ahead. Keep going.
J.J. Nelson, wide receiver from UAB.
No.
Jacoby Ford, wide receiver, Clemson. Now, Jacoby Ford's been around, but
had a pretty good career. Not pretty good. It was serviceable for the Raiders.
Fine. Serviceable is fine. Not a star by any means.
No, not by any means. No.
Fabian Washington, cornerback from Nebraska. Not a star by any means. Here's the bottom line, Joe. I rang you off 10 or 11 guys there with their fastest 40 times in combine history, and there was only one who made a decent impact in the NFL, and that was Chris Johnson.
Yes.
So my bottom line is, Joe, who cares?
Well, hang on. You're right 100% in regards to that. I look at the 40 time, and to me, the player that stands out was Brian Thomas from LSU. Guy's 6'3".
Always goes back to LSU. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Now look, Joe, I'm not trying to bash speed. You got to have speed. I completely understand that. All I'm saying is that all the attention that gets paid to the guy who's the fastest or the couple guys are the fastest. Meanwhile, I'll shave a few points off the 40 time, Joe, if that means I can get a guy that's a smart route runner or has great hands, or maybe he's a tick slower, but he catches everything that's thrown his way. I mean, what good if you're 4.22, Joe, and you got hands like Featherstone, running down the sideline? You know, it's just
don't throw the ball to stone hands.
Like it's not. I know it's a fact, but it's not everything, Joe. It's just
not. It's not the end all be all. That's why I say go to the tape. But
they talk about it like it is.
I,
like
no,
that was all
you,
the rage.
I know. I know, but that's the point that I'm trying to make. I was more impressed. Now, why was I impressed with Brian Thomas? I'll tell you why. Because we've heard about Malik Nabers throughout the draft, Harrison Nabers. Brian Thomas was part of the dynamic duo for Jaden Daniels. He's much bigger than Malik Nabers. He's 6'3", goes 210. So if we're talking about, you know, Landry and Beckham when they came out, think about the LSU wide receivers that have hit the ground running. Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. The only one in recent years that didn't pan out was Terrace Edwards from Carolina right now, up until this Terrace Marshall, excuse me, up until this point. But and he's still a young wide receiver. Only time will tell. LaFell was a very good wide receiver at the end of his career, you know, years ago. Brandon LaFell. I mean, there have been a number of LSU guys that have hit the ground running. And we could get into the argument, you know, good, not good. But I'm just saying, 6'3", 210 at 4'3", 4 is much more impressive than Worthy at 5'11", a buck 65, that he got hurt multiple times as well throughout the season. That, is he going to be able to stand it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
he's exactly the same body type as John Ross. Now, you could say Devontae Smith, but Devontae Smith, you know, was much more productive. I mean, we're talking about Devontae Smith that won a Heisman.
I don't know. It's just
you're going to draft Xavier Worthy based off of that?
You know, that's the thing for me. You know, guys move up just because they're, you know, I get it. Having a good performance at the combine, it helps your stock. I understand all that stuff, but I just think we go way too nuts. People go way too nuts about,
Well, because they need something to talk about, and they want to be.
I know.
I said it. Meanwhile, but they haven't watched one game of Xavier Worthy. I tell you what, go back to the 2022 Holiday Bowl where he faced off against Penix, and he drops the touchdown pass to not only get me over his total, but get that over going.
Right.
Did you see that play?
They don't want to talk about that one, right, Joe?
No, they don't want to talk about that one. How about in the game against Iowa State where he got hurt at the end of the season and it was A.D. Mitchell that came on and Xavier Worthy had like 30 yards? You want to talk about that game?
They don't want to talk about that game, Joe.
I mean, you know, we could go back and forth with this. It helps the fringe players. The speed will help a guy from the third round to maybe the second round. The fifth round to the third round because, oh, wow, he's faster than what we thought. If you're thinking, based off this 40 time, that Xavier Worthy is the end-all, be-all, he's right there with Marvin Harrison because he's the workout warrior and Malik Nabers, you're crazy. He's good. Now, maybe he'll be the outlier. Who knows?
Maybe. It would be nice if somebody was. That's for sure. But
nice
now... Well, I'm just saying. It would be. Now we kind of have a lull this week, I guess, and then next week is when it'll get crazy with the free agency. Although it could kind of start. I mean, Evans went back to Tampa. You got a lot of rumors out there. Obviously, the Broncos chopped Russ. So the Broncos, I guess, are going to be in the mix for somebody.
Yeah, but Broncos, is that what Sean Payton wants to do? You want to go veteran again, or you want to?
No, I think they want to move up and draft somebody. I think that they want one of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, everybody's saying, "Oh, it's JJ," and you know, JJ top five, never loses. And that's a knock on JJ, but look, if you're putting JJ McCarthy in the same stratosphere as
Jaden, remember
Daniels.
they got the 12th pick too, so and they don't
who's
have
gonna
obviously
be the guy Carver. I want to know who's going to be the guy like Will Levis, right? Who's going to be the guy that we're hearing is like the second coming of Joe Montana and Tom Brady combined?
Well, look, there's six guys right now that five, maybe six are going to go in the first round. Okay. Between Williams, May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Penix, Bo Nix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those six, I don't think there's anybody else that you can put near those guys right now. even though I saw all the Spencer Rattler had a great combine and this guy did this, and these are the six guys. Do all six go in the first round, Joe? That's what you're saying. Is one of these guys gonna tumble?
I think the guy, you want to know the guy that I think is going to tumble, and I'll help bash him? Drake May.
I don't think so.
I'll whack him all. I think Drake May is the most overhyped quarterback in this draft class. How about that? And I'll call your boy Orlovsky out, too, that I listened to him on the plane ride down. Okay? And I tweeted at him. He didn't get back.
He said he'd rather take him than Caleb Williams, right?
Which is fine. Then he came out and he said this, which is I bashed him for. If you're going to draft Drake May, he should be like Jordan Love and sit out 2 years because his feet are a mess. Oh, really, Dan? Really? So you're going to pay up a second overall pick to sit his ass for 2 years because his feet are a mess? Jordan Love was taken 26th overall. Are we serious? Did you watch him play 2 years ago in the ACC championship game, 39-10 against Clemson, where he got his they just got absolutely kicked in the teeth? Did you see him last year when they started 8-0 and lost to a gutless Virginia team under 500? He throws for 300 yards, but he can't pull out the victory. Did you see that too? He fell off a cliff in back-to-back years. Really? But let's take him second overall, third overall, and sit his ass for 2 years. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
He's going in the top five.
I tell you what, sold.
I know you're going to pump your chest a little bit here because you did this with Levis last year and he slid.
Who said it?
Malik Willis. Then Malik, but those were different quarterback drafts.
Why are they different quarterback drafts?
They just are. There's more teams that need quarterbacks this year. There's more. I don't know. He's not getting out of that.
What do you mean?
There's more teams that need these guys.
But you're not making any sense. What are you talking about with that? Like, yeah, there's every year. Okay, so if Drake May falls to 32nd overall, isn't that a big fall when we're talking about him as being chalked for the second overall pick?
Yeah, 32 would be a big fall, but I just don't see that. I don't see it.
Well, who picks 32? KC?
Yeah.
Who's that in the, 28 to 29 range?
Let me see. Buffalo, Detroit, Baltimore, San Francisco.
Nah. He's going second round.
I don't think so, Joe. That's a hot take from you. Hot take from Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, there's a lot of college basketball on Tuesday night that we have to get to. But before I get there, I told you you wanted to use that token on that boost token on, and I said let's try to get a couple of conference tournament winners. Maybe we'll have a little fun here with this.
All right, so let's do it.
All right, so open this up. So most of these mid-major conference tournaments start this week, Joe. You already had the A-Sun start on Monday night, and you had both upsets. I believe the Horizon, the Patriot, the Sun Belt, and there's one other that start on Tuesday night, and the rest are kind of like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. Now, here was the first look that I had when I was going through these. Missouri Valley.
Right.
And I know this team has been, we've gone to this team a little bit here, and they made the tournament last year, and that's Drake.
The Drake.
At +220 to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
I like
Indiana
that.
State's the favorite, and they've had a very good year, but I don't think they're as battle-tested, Joe, as this Drake team is.
All right, so then let's let Drake, even though they let us down last time we bet them, We could take that. I'll take that.
Well, they won that game, Joe. Did they not cover? What was it?
They won by one, and we were late.
Oh, they won by one. That's right. We both got. That was a triple overtime game or something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's do Drake, Missouri Valley. I think that when you look at the West Coast, I think Gonzaga showed you on Saturday night that they're back and they're turning it on now.
That's why I liked them for the Final Four.
But I think let's get them through this first. Let's get them to win the West Coast Conference Tournament. Now that's a minus 115. So let's put those two together. I think Vermont, we need a couple chalky ones and a couple long ones. For another chalky, how about Vermont in the America East? They always win that tournament because it's always at, and all those games are on home gyms. Vermont's very strong in that conference. They're minus 260. That's another leg that you can add to the pile there.
All right, let's put it in there.
So if you see how this token works, Joe, you put three legs in, you get a 15% boost. And as you add more, the boost gets higher.
I like it. I know it.
I know I'm driving the bus a little bit here. Is there anything that you see that you...
For me? Long shots?
I want to do the Horizon because I like that conference. You know, that Wright State team, they've played the most overs in the country this year. They score a lot of points.
So what do you want to do with them?
I mean, they're the second choice in the Horizon. They're plus 270.
So, but I thought we already picked the Horizon, no?
No, we don't have anybody in the Horizon.
We have
Drake, Missouri Valley.
All right, so wait a minute. I like Northern Kentucky. They always make me money.
They're very deep down.
16-1. Come on.
They're not good this year, Joe.
Come on, they're good. How about Bobby Moe?
Listen, you want to play Northern Kentucky, why don't you play them on a side by yourself? Not in this parlay.
This is going to upset me.
I want to have a chance to win. I feel like we've built a nice base here. We need to take one or two.
So we only have to take the favorites? Oakland, then. Take Oakland. I mean, come on.
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, we have a couple favorites in here now. I also don't want to take the bottom team on the board. You know,
they weren't the bottom team. They were right in the middle.
Joe, they're 16-1. I mean, they're the sixth choice in that conference.
Okay, out of how many?
I'd like to keep it in like the top four.
All right, then Green Bay at 13-1. You don't like that
either.
Green Bay. Let me see Green Bay's.
Yeah,
well, now we got to analyze this. I think we should go fast and loose. Northern Kentucky, they make me money. I like them. You're getting a little
gun shy. Green Bay this year.
Why are you getting gun shy all of a sudden?
Green Bay 18-13 this year. They were 13-7 in the conference. So, I mean, these top four teams are pretty close. Wright, Green Bay, Youngstown, and Oakland.
Yeah.
They were pretty close with each other. Who have they beaten? I think I just got whacked by Milwaukee. What have they done against Oakland? They beat Oakland. They split with Oakland.
Come on, that makes you feel good. Come on, you're breaking it down.
Want to take Wisconsin,
now.
Green Bay? Man, they're such a deep shot. All right.
No, you don't seem happy about it. Take your pick, Oakland or Green Bay. Take your pick.
No, we'll go Green Bay. We'll go Green Bay.
Man, you feel strong.
We'll go Green Bay.
God. Now win. Come on. Drive. Lead me. Lead me to water. Lead me to water. Can you do it?
You want to take Creighton in the Big East?
Let's take the Coastal.
The Coastal. Where is it? Where do you have the Coastal? What are you talking about?
Coastal Athletic.
Where do you see that? What are you talking about?
We're doing tournaments, right?
Oh, they don't have the CAA up. You're talking about the CAA?
They got it.
I don't have it in New York.
Oh, I want
in Jersey they
somebody.
Have it because Hofstra and Stony Brook are in there, so I don't have that.
That's cheap.
I don't have Coastal, and I don't have the CAA, and I don't have the Patriot. I know. I don't like that at all.
Let's it bothers take the me Summit too, League. Joe. You want to take the Summit League?
Yeah, but I like that. But that favorite is... They're a strong favorite. I'd like to stick with them.
You want to take the Big South?
Why can't we throw South Dakota State in there from the Summit? What's the...
I think we should take our Longwood team at 16-1.
Like, we already have one deep shot.
How about UNC Asheville, plus 320?
That's in the Big South?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Going after a minus money favorite. What did Asheville do against High Point this year, Joe?
You want the schematics now?
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't really want to go into it blind, Joe. No, I really don't. All right, let's see here.
Come on.
Asheville. They beat High Point at their place. And they lost us. So they split with High Point, home and home.
Okay. And you still don't like it.
No, I don't mind it. And they finished one game back of them in the conference. I could put Asheville in.
All right, so then there you go. Are we putting
so
three
this
or
was,
four?
This is 48. Well, I got five in here right now.
So what are the five again?
Drake. Gonzaga. Vermont. Green Bay. And UNC Asheville. That's plus 48,607. But when you tag the boost onto it, it's plus 65,629.
Where's Vermont?
America East.
I got one more we'll add in there. Let's take Memphis at plus 390.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm good with mine. Joe, we're already at 25 wins at 16,000. I mean, you're such a pig. That's not good enough for you?
Yeah, but if we put mine in, 25 wins us 86,490.
Then you know what? You can go big ball, and I'll stick with the 16 grand. I'm
Why
not putting
you like
Memphis in.
Why?
You want to play them by themselves for something? I don't mind that. In this big parlay that we're trying to have some fun with? No.
You're all about the charts and graphs. You're all about the charts and graphs.
I want us to actually, this thing to have a little life into the weekend. I want to see us get gassed up for Drake and Green Bay games this weekend. That's what I want to see.
All right, I'm gonna put in Memphis.
If that's what you would like to do, you can.
No, I'll put it in. All right, so 25 on mine wins 16 grand. I mean, all right.
Oh, what? That's no good to you?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Well, go put 100 then, Joe.
Whoa, that's not nice. Now you're being rude.
No, I'm not. That you're like that's not enough.
I put it in. All right, we're in. I mean. You know, we got to hope that, you know, I don't know why we put in the 16-1 shot.
What 16-1 shot? What are you talking about?
We put in Green Bay at the 13-86.
You picked them.
Nah.
You kidding me here? That was your pick.
I don't know. All right.
What are you doing to me here? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, before I get to some of these games on Tuesday night, so did you actually put this in or not?
Yes, I did. I told you, 25 to win 16 grand. I'll send you the ticket.
So then why? You don't need to send me the ticket. It's just you started bellyaching about the team that you picked.
Well, I mean, we should have taken, like, you know, top three or something, you know.
I'm not doing this to you. Matias, get the tape. Cue the tape up, Matias. Cue the tape up. He's not doing this to me right now.
I'm just stirring the pot. I just got back this week. Come on. I'm joking around. Of course I feel good with Green Bay.
All right.
Come on. You're so nervous.
I think their first game's on Thursday night.
Come on. Take a ride. We're running with Green Bay. I liked Oakland, but you picked Green Bay. It's all right.
That's not what happened. That's actually not what happened.
What happened?
All four of those teams were close. I picked Wright State, and you didn't want to take one of the two favorites again.
So we got a shot with Green Bay.
Well,
I actually like Northern Kentucky, that, for the record. Matias.
Well, you go play Northern Kentucky on your own.
I'm just saying. All right, I feel strong. You feel strong? Break up my party.
All right, so we're in for this.
See, you think I'm going to leave you at the altar all the time?
I don't know.
Ah, come on.
All right, we're in.
I'm a little nervous, you know, but hey,
it is
what
it is. I don't think there's anything to be nervous about.
Nah, we're a little nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about. Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully somebody gives us a chance.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I think Memphis is going to be alive in theirs. I just have a feeling they're going to come out like
so. We could play Memphis on their own. I didn't want to put Memphis in this parlay. Memphis is plus 390 for the AAC. Florida Atlantic, of course, is plus 180. I kind of like the way Memphis is playing right now. I don't mind playing Memphis, but I think we need to do that separate from using it in this boost.
Okay. All right.
You want to put Memphis with the golf?
Nah, not really. The golf. You're always trying to drag me in the weeds with the golf. All the time. All the time with the golf.
I wish I could play the CAA. I would have put Hofstra in at plus 360. But
Hofstra.
Yeah. All right, let me give you the what we have for games on Thursday night. I mean, excuse me, Tuesday night. Getting way ahead in the week already. Let's see, Joe. What do we got here? Why don't we start? There's a lot of these conference tournament games start early. All these Maine, UMass Lowell.
Come on, what do you want to do? What do you
Liberty.
Want to do? 2 o'clock
All
kick.
Right. Vatex minus 6.5 at Louisville.
I
152
like
and a half total. You got to like Vatex. Cuse is getting 9.5 at Clemson. Clemson lost to Notre Dame the other night, which is...
Clemson is too hit or miss. They can win at home.
Yeah.
They can't win on the road.
Well, Cuse is pretty hit or miss, too. But the one thing that usually happens in those Cuse games, Joe, is the over, right? A lot of overs.
I like the under, though, in this game.
Okay, 153.5.
Yeah. Are they playing this in Greensboro? Where are they playing this?
Well, that game is at Clemson, Joe.
Oh, we're still regular season. Okay,
yeah. Next week tournaments for the big, big conferences. Ole Miss is at Georgia. Georgia minus 1.5. 149.
I like Ole Miss on the road.
Yeah, that's a weird line.
Catch them 1.5. I think they're too fast. I think they can roam.
Yeah,
up and down.
I think that's a they're
trap game.
You.
It's a bear trap. You think it's a bear trap?
I think you're walking into it, Joe. I do. I think you're walking into a bad one there. Providence, who's been completely gutless, is 7.5-point favorites on the road at Georgetown. I'm sure Cooley would like nothing more than to beat his
own team.
I sort
of like the under there.
150.5. That does seem a little heavy, right?
I think they got to go back to basics. Half court, use their bigs.
Go back to basics, huh?
Back to basics. Let's go under.
I like the under, Joe. You got me. Under 150.
I sold them on the under. Bye.
Number 3, Purdue at number 12, Illinois on Tuesday night.
This game smells.
Wow, let's Illinois minus 1.5, huh? It's almost like
this
a system play.
Smells.
164.5. Look out.
You want to go over?
Jeez.
Let's go over there.
You want to go over?
I want to go over.
Probably sail over, right?
I just have a feeling both teams are going to run up tempo. Up tempo.
Up tempo?
What do you think?
I like Illinois.
I like Illinois too, but I like the over better.
Okay. Notre Dame visits North Carolina. North Carolina minus 15.5. 137.5 is the total. You should lay it. Notre Dame, and that's off a win. Notre Dame won against Clemson on Saturday night, so they're even more let down. They're going to get smashed by North Carolina.
Like 160?
Absolutely smashed. They're going to get in that game. What else do I got for you here? Florida's 1.5-point favorite over Alabama. System play, Joe. Look at this total.
Now
177.5.
Yeah, so let's go under here, okay? Because they played 98-93 in the overtime game.
Yeah.
Florida covered, but they had to lead the whole second half. They're not going to run with Alabama and Gainesville. I think they play a little more controlled. I think we go under there. Gainesville, that's a little crazy arena. I don't know if Bama's going to have success. They're begging us to take the over. Let's hammer it. This game might not even get close to 177. This game,
you know, the Bama Tennessee game didn't the other night.
Let's go under. Come on, let's go under.
I'll go under.
All right, we're going to go under. I love it. Under specials.
Dayton laying 10.5 at St. Louis. Florida State's getting 6.5 at Pitt.
Dayton, I think, smashes them.
Yeah,
you know,
St.
I love
Louis
the Billikens.
Had a rough year. They've had a rough year. Kansas State getting 10.5 at Kansas. Kansas has been very shaky, Joe. Lost 2 games last week. They lost at home to BYU, and then they lost to Baylor on Saturday.
What do you think we should
do?
I think that line screams favorite there, doesn't it?
I mean, Kansas State beat him in overtime at the Little Apple.
I mean,
I think it'd be less rivalry game too, right, Joe?
Carve. You're going to get Kansas in that game?
I'm not. I would either take Kansas State or no play.
I like Kansas State.
Okay.
Like
Auburn's laying 12.
And,
you like the under there, too? Okay. I could see that. I like that more than the side. Auburn laying 12.5 at Missouri. St. John's laying 17.5 at DePaul.
Love DePaul. Love DePaul. No. I was on this game last year. This game was close. It went right down to the... If St. John's struggles with anybody in the Big East, it's DePaul. They're begging us to lay it with... St. John's shouldn't be 17.5-point favorites over anybody. Nobody. I'm taking it with DePaul. And I'm going to lay... I typically wouldn't with Bruce Pearl, but I would lay the 12.5 against Missouri. But I love... It's a system play for me. DePaul plus the 17.5 over the Johnnies. They should not be favored by that... By any... I don't even care if they're playing Wagner.
Wow. I can't... I like the under 151.5. That's about it for me. Boise's 5.5-point favorite over Nevada, late night Mountain West, and San Diego State 2.5-point road favorites in Vegas against UNLV. That Mountain West tournament's going to be fun next week, too. Those teams have all been fighting each other all year. Nevada, Boise, Utah State, Colorado State, San Diego State. I can't wait for the numbers on that tournament, Joe. That's going
to
be fun.
I still like San Diego State to come out of there.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You get a ticket for them yet for the Final Four?
Not yet. If they win the Mount West, what do you think they'll be ranked based off last year? Eighth?
I saw. Let me give you what the course he had. Because I talked to him about this last week. He does the bracket every day. He does the updates. He had them today, Joe. Let me scroll down to it here quickly. This won't take long, I promise. Or maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe it will take long. Give me a second. Where's his last bracket? He tweets it out almost every day. I'm still looking, Joe.
All right.
Once a week he does the bracket? Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's got San Diego State as a 5.
Wow.
A 5 seed.
That's assuming they win the Mount West, though.
Right? I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But he's got some of these, he's high on these Mountain West teams. I mean, he had Utah State as a 6. He's got Boise as a 10. He's got New Mexico as a 10. I forgot about them. He's got a bunch of teams in from the Mountain West.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's high on.
Okay, Hero. I like Gonzaga. Gonzaga's the team that I'm backing this year. I like the Zags. They're showing
19-1 for the Final Four.
Not good enough. They were 30. We should have jumped on them then.
Well, then now they've gotten hot. They're on a heater. So,
give me another one.
You can still get a big number. Final Four or for the whole thing?
Final Four.
Yeah. Who?
You ready? Because they play defense.
Sure.
I like Virginia.
Yeah, I don't even think they're going to make the tournament, Joe. Be quite honest.
70-1.
Enough. Yeah, they might not even be, they might be in the play-in game. We've seen play-in teams get to the Final Four, though.
Play defense. You get that half-court style, and in tournament time, they're built for that. They're built.
The Skunk, 28-1.
I like the Skunk.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, quickly. NBA on Tuesday night. Boston, who's won 11 in a row, there's -6.5 in Cleveland. What a gutless effort by the Cavs the other night at home. The Knicks lost Brunson in like the first minute of the game, and they still couldn't beat the Knicks. So that was pretty gutless from them.
Unbelievable.
And, Joe, start to notice this. These totals, the unders are like still 72-73% since the All-Star break. Yet another full run of unders on Sunday. Look at these totals on Tuesday night, Joe. 209, 217, 229, 220, 217, 219. You know, obviously Indiana-Dallas is 246.5 because they played a game in like the 280s a week or two ago. But you notice, Joe, a lot of these numbers coming down.
That's great. That's great for us, Carver, because now we're going to bang the overs. Let's do it. Let's take the overs. Let's go.
Pelicans-Raptors, over 229. Sold.
Every game over. Alt.
Joe's ready.
I'm back.
He's ready to fire away. Over.
Go for the over.
Go for the over.
What do you think?
Yeah. There was a lot of hockey, too, on Tuesday night. Panthers, who won at the Garden Monday night against the Rangers, go to the Rock against the Devils, who fired their coach on Monday. Lindy Ruff out. Edmonton is at Boston. That's a hell of a game. Dallas is at San Jose. Vancouver's in L.A. Kraken and the Jets. You said the Jets owe you, Joe. So
they
the Jets
do.
Are playing
over.
On Tuesday
What's the total?
Night. 5.5.
We're taking it to 7+.
Yeah, good luck. All right, Joe.
Seven
great
plus.
Job as always. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.